Philip Herdwood.
James doesn't always like to play with the other children. Instead, James loves to play with his teddy while wearing his boots. But James's boots aren't just boots, and Teddy isn't just a teddy. James's boots and Teddy are special.
Oh, hello, children.
We thought you were at the museum.
Yes. Well, good, I was. But now I'm searching for the lost tomb of King Ramoth.
King Ramoth? It says here he was Egypt's most fearsome pharaoh. He discovered a secret potion that could make people younger.
Well, good, yes. Well, now, this is my latest gadget, the Tomb Hunter 2000 Deluxe.
Looks more like a toaster to me.
Toaster? Oh, dear me, no. It's the latest technology.
So, what have you found?
Nothing yet. I can't find anywhere to plug it in.
In one corner, a goblin was stirring a purple mixture in a yellow basin. Bessie looked at it. It's a kind of ointment, she said to the others. I wonder what it's for.
It's to make crooked legs straight,
said the goblin, stirring hard.
Do you want some?
Well, I don't know anyone with crooked legs, said Bessie. Thank you all the same. If I did, I'd love to have some, because it would be simply wonderful to make somebody's crooked legs better. A pixie nearby was pouring some sparkling green medicine into bottles shaped like bubbles. The children and the others watched. It made a funny singing noise as it went in. What's that for? Asked Joe.
Whoever takes this will always have shining eyes, said the pixie. Shining, smiling eyes are the loveliest eyes in the world. Is it this medicine you have come for?
Stopped by a goblin who was pouring a beautiful blue liquid into a little jar. It shone so brightly that it caught Saucepan's eye at once.
That's lovely, he said to the goblin. What's it for?
To make a nose grow, said the goblin.
To make a rose grow, said Saucepan in delight. Oh, I'd like some of that. If I had that, I could make roses grow on the faraway tree all round Mr. What's-his-name's branch. He would like that.
I said to make a nose grow, said the goblin.
I heard you the first time, said Saucepan. It'd be lovely to be able to grow roses. Do I have to drink it?
Yes, if you want your nose to grow,
said the goblin, looking at Saucepan's nose.
Of course, said the soldier. The land of goodies doesn't arrive till next week.
Oh, goodness, groaned Moonface as the soldier disappeared down the tree. Old Saucepan has made a mistake. He's gone to the land of toys instead of to the land of goodies. I expect he's hunting everywhere for nice things to bring down to us. He's such a dear old stupid that he wouldn't know if it wasn't the right land.
We better go and tell him, said Silky. You children can stay here till we come back, and then we'll have a nice tea of pot biscuits and Google Buns. Help yourself to toffee shocks while we're gone.
Fancy talking about playing games when the sun is so hot. Well, you really must be mad. Buns and biscuits, I'm melting away as it is.
Are you really?
Said Topsy, her soft brown eyes looking quite alarmed. Oh, Bobs, don't do that.
Well, I shall, if the sun gets much hotter, said Bobs. I shall just be a grease spot on the ground. Then you'll be sorry you ever teased me or played tricks on me.
Topsy and Bimbo ran off to find a cool place under a bush.
Do you suppose Bobs really means what he says? Asked Topsy anxiously. Do you think he really might melt away?